Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you to the Beans and Rice Show. First up, we have one of our lovely hosts, host BP666, LaBestia. Yes, sir, he's got long hair and he don't care. He's going to do whatever he likes because he likes it that way. Next up, we have multiple Academy Award winner. He's got Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, and many other accolades. Butter Pecan Puerto Rican. Next up is our lovely lady on the ones and twos, representing the lesbian community. She loves the ladies and the ladies love her, our Wizard of Oz, Ice Agent Alice. And last but not least, we got the man of the Lord. He walks in faith, so you should too. Good book being presented. Shouts out to God, Mr. J48 Javi. Beans and Rice, enjoy the show.
April 23rd, Ticking Noise is up and running. How many weeks now?
Tick, tick,
we
tick.
Lost track. It's
sorry.
When you win so much, you don't even know.
Talk,
you lose.
Tick, talk.
Track of time, not
this
lose.
This is the only TikTok that you guys are going to be listening to, you know?
For sure. Because
we're
going
to ban it. We don't focus on Chinese propaganda, you think so?
And shout out to Czechoslovakia for making us the number 39th
39?
Podcast of imposters.
Yeah, that's nice. Because we all have imposter syndrome, you know?
So most shout out to our Czechoslovakian fans.
And people thought it was like, oh, I'm poster, you know?
Yeah,
I'm poster boy. I'm poster girl.
I'm making a reel.
Dude, an obituary is not a poster, okay? It's just not.
I don't want to be famous. I got on the newspaper. Yeah, it's a fucking dead person, you fucking idiot.
Oh, bitch, you wary, okay? You wary that the sun isn't going to come out tomorrow. You can't bet a bottom dollar because you're worth nothing. Your net worth is negative.
30 negatives?
30,000.
They got a little bit of crypto, you think so?
Oh, a lot of crypto. That's why they're negative.
Some of that Logan coin, what is that one called?
I don't know what that one's called.
You know? Some prime, subprime, I think that's what they call
that
it, right?
Bunyan.
Well, that's pretty nice. The clicks, you know? Come on, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
And that's a reminder to click, subscribe. Click follow, click
this
like.
This is only clicks. You know what I mean?
Only clicks.
Only clicks.
Ain't nobody messing with our clicks.
Dude, we're going to do that. We're going to
have a website.
Because now we're going to make a new website, right? Because now it's just like, oh, I'm going to go to Andrew Tate Fresh and Fit, right? They're going to go, what is
your
streamer?
Voice was cracking like if you were going to be, hey,
because now I'm going to go to Aiden Ross, right? KSI. What the fuck, dude? You know what I mean? That's the fucking library. KSI, you know what I mean? So now we're going to make only clicks. Because now, you know, the platforms of gangs, they don't have a platform.
They don't have, no, they
you
have
know?
None.
They go to Adam22, you get one fucking handicapped guy that wears blue, you know?
He's like, the only other podcast that
his name's Big Mac bitches. Or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Big Mac or whatever his name is, a big
know.
Guy.
I don't watch
he
that
He looks
show.
Like the Cookie Monster, you know, this fat guy.
Oh, the guy with the face tats?
Yeah. Mm. And he's like the only one that can go.
Crip Mac, because he's cool, man.
Yeah,
he's
well,
so fucking cool.
I mean, I think that he's a handicapped guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but that's what makes him cool, you know?
You know
they're
yeah.
all inclusive.
And then they got
ADA.
So, but we're going to make one for real gangsters, you know what I mean? To give them a platform.
Yeah.
They're going to
show
up.
People that make reels.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh. And then the whole room turns red. You think so? And then Moses shows
then
up.
That's when the shining happens, you know?
And parts are red.
Yeah, the shining happens. All right, the Red Sea. That would end the gang activity between the two sets.
The Red Sea, then everybody would be red.
The seas technically are blue. So if it's a Red Sea, it ends the rivalry.
So what happens to a Crip host if they have to get like a blood transfusion? Or they're bleeding? What would happen?
It's a clutch. I
was a blood.
They call it.
This is how they end up after the transfusion.
They call it a hemoglobin clot, is what they get.
In their St. Jude's picture, what do they do, Javi?
Like this.
In their St. Jude's. Oh, come on, Javi, we're going to get freaking, you know?
Yeah, that's...
People are going to come, hey, Javi, okay, he did the scene, you know? To cancel it. You know
I canceled that. Come put the cape for Kanye.
The Polynesians are already after me. You know what I mean? Now Javi wants to smoke. You know?
Shout out to my TCG homies.
Come
you know,
on, man. Yeah. You know,
and all other forgotten.
But that's what
gang.
But that's what we're gonna make, guys. You think we're making fun of you guys? No, we're gonna make only clips.
It's a platform for you to share your stories.
Yeah. A safe space.
Yes.
A safe haven.
Yep.
Because a lot of these people, they didn't have families. You think they had nice parents' house like you?
No, of course not. I grew up in a loving household with both parents present.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
You think that's why you came out normal?
Yeah, of course.
Must be nice. Huh? You know?
It is. I can tell you, as someone who experiences very nice.
So for only clicks, maybe what we're going to have to do, top 3 offers.
I would be jealous, but both my parents were also at home.
That's so. Why he's normal. That's why he can afford to forget things.
I had 1.5 parents.
And he turned out pretty
come
good.
Come on, that's why I have a personality. Okay.
And hobbies.
Come on, yeah. Dude. But we're going to do, maybe we can do top 3 things that we're going to offer, only clicks. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because these guys, like you said, they don't have morals. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. I'm sorry. Even gang members have morals.
Come on, let me run it. Dominus, run it back.
Come on,
run it back.
The fuck is this?
Because you know what I mean, Hoss? We're going to make only clicks, you know, because a lot of these gangs, you know, they don't have morals, Hoss, you know?
No, they don't.
Like we said, they don't have parents, you know what I mean? Do they have schools in some of these places? Over in the West Valley?
I mean, on how to maybe assemble guns and using them, but yeah. not like a traditional school.
They say, oh, hey, Bunky. They say stuff like that, you know? Hey, Bunky. It's like, bro. You know, but maybe we're going to make a couple things.
K through 12 is a model of gun for them, you know?
Yeah. Without the A. Yeah.
This is the school that they go to. That's what I learned in West Valley.
Oh, dang. Dude.
Look at that.
Hey, pause it. Go back. Pause it. Go back a little bit. Right. Yeah, a little bit more. Press play. So. Okay, pause it. Oh. Well, maybe go to the next one. I think it was this next one. Right there. Oh, man. Right about there. Look, doesn't it kind of look like
Hobby? Yeah, he does.
Do you guys have a mask?
When he was in HOA?
Use your visor.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of looks like Hobby. He doesn't
look a little bit
on the
like
episode
Hobby.
With Larry because we had the guns.
Yeah,
that's true.
They had the guns. That was pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
People still watch that episode. They're like, damn, dude. But yeah, they do this. You know what I mean? This is physical education or this is... What is it? CTE? What is that one?
It's physics.
This one is physics.
Yeah. They call RPG. No way. I've never seen that one before.
Look at that, huh? They're going to canonize somebody right now. You don't think so?
Canon.
I stay with the...
Canon.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's that Korean freaking easy bake oven right there, huh?
You can tell one of them's from China and one of them's from Taiwan.
That's the Asian version of Jenga.
No, that's the Asian Bop It. Bop it. Top it. And then you off it, you know?
You guys reminiscing about the rocket pops you don't get to eat anymore on the 4th of July? Look at these kids.
Dude, imagine them trying to eat that rocket pop. What do you think would happen?
Oh, mind blown. Literally.
So maybe we'll do top 3 things that we're going to offer in our school.
Only clicks? Yeah.
You know, because we're going to empower them, right? Absolutely. They're getting deplatformed.
We want, because look, most of them, some of them chose that lifestyle, unfortunately. Most of them did not. We know this, right? Because they say a lot of them, once they get to a spot where they can move to a better city for their families, they mention it. They try to keep kids out. So we're going to try to accelerate that kind of behavior.
Oh, yeah. What is that song with the guy, the one that got shot? The one that says Nipsey, what is that?
All my life.
I got it all my life. Ah, so we're going to offer it because he tried to get out, right?
He tried to. He never moved, and maybe that was unfortunately what happened.
He could have got a nice property.
He could have easily gone to a better place. But, I mean, he chose to try to help the community, so that's cool.
So we're going to offer 3 things for only clicks.
Yes.
Now, is this going to be like a facility, like a school?
Of course.
Only clicks?
Yeah. It's going to be a safe haven. So that includes a physical building. So that's number 1.
A physical building.
A physical building where they can actually join...
And operate autonomously.
And be a... Yes. And have some camaraderie
with
the community.
And emphasis on the rod, you know?
Yeah. They're trying to integrate vertically.
Rise up! So that's the first one. Is actually having a physical place for them to congregate.
And, you know, for me, you guys know, why do I drink this? Well, Fabi, you guys know why I drink only water?
I'm 1,000%. It's because...
He's an athlete.
I'm a fucking athlete, okay? Idiots. So on behalf of me... And Mr. Powers, Inc., you know what I mean? And All Rock, you know what I mean? We're going to put a state-of-the-art science sports lab in there. The one that I couldn't afford when I had my sports complex.
Yeah.
We're going to put...
We're going to do it for you guys.
We're going to put a sports complex in there.
And girls. There's some females that are...
It's going to have football. Yeah. No, pickleball. Maybe pickleball for the older ones, you know?
Yeah, the
ones that have gout and stuff like that, you know what I mean? We'll put a little pickleball there. But the other one's going to have the bench. I'm going to put a couple benches.
Yeah.
I'm going to put tricep. Dude, have you ever seen the gangsters? Dude, they're always doing triceps on those machines that they pull up. You see them?
Yeah.
You go to, and they're at the fitness center, you know? Yeah. They're always doing that.
It's like, always the Mexican guys, you know what
and
I mean?
The Polynesians, dude. Oh, they're really? Just there. They're just like this, like loaded on the bicep. And they still got the old headphones, like the Sony ones. That are like the plastic ones.
Yeah.
That have like the styrofoam, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the ones you get at Ross.
The pop cover ones.
Yeah.
They have those. They always, and they're just on that freaking machine. And they're like, dude, their body's like 60% tricep. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, that's that tri-tip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're looking like an Egyptian pyramid. You know?
They're just going like this, and they're just like, they make that face. See, like this. So they always do that. So I'm going to put one of those. And then another thing that they like to do. Oh, you know what? They like to do calf raises. So I'm going to get a couple 2x4s on top of maybe a 2x2.
You wouldn't need a farm land for that?
No, I don't think so. Well, it's going to happen outdoors one, right, host? Mm-hmm. You know? And then I'm going to put...
There's going to be a common ground outside.
Okay, well, I guess that's all part of the sports facility. You guys can imagine what's in the sports facility, you know? So I'm going to put a sports facility, and then I'm going to put... I'm going to put a ROM in every single, not dispensary. You know what? Inside, I'm going to put a dispensary. Like, instead of vending machines, they're going to be dispensary machines. And they can get cookies, you know? You guys know what kind of cookies I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
A couple of shirts, a couple of hats. Because they're going to be part of our sponsors.
Yeah.
So we'll have cookies inside.
We'll have cookie merch.
Cookie merch. And then my
discounted cookie merch.
Yes.
Yeah. And then my other thing that I'll put on there, I'm going to put a tattoo shop.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'm going to do tattoo removal. Because now we're trying to have them transition, you know?
So now we get to play with lasers. That's cool.
Yeah, tattoo removal while they're doing science and stuff like that, you know? I'm going to tattoo my eyes, that's it.
Look at this microscope. Oh.
The eclipse, Fernando!
Why are you zapping me with that?
Zapping Roger, man. Fucking chill, bro.
That's why their eyes look like this.
I want some of that computer love, you know?
After they walk out of the dispensary.
I thought after the eclipse, but the dispensary too.
You know? That was the Beijing Sharks, I think you were talking about.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah. Well, you're underwater. You're going to have to squint underwater. Yeah,
you can't just have eyes open.
Have you guys tried keeping your eyes open in the pool?
So everybody's Asian underwater.
Underwater, you know everybody,
Come on, except for black people. Everybody they don't really go. They're vision. Just dead.
Yeah. You
know? that's why the bottom of the pool is so dark.
The bottom of the ocean is filled with the blood of our brothers.
So you're going to have laser removal, laser tattoo removal.
Cookie dispensary.
A
sports
complex.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice.
Dude, that's already starting nice, huh?
Yeah.
And you even have sponsors.
And sponsors, too, yeah.
One of the things I'm for sure going to contribute in this entire facility, what do I tell people when they never know what we're talking about?
Oh, you fucking idiot.
That they're fucking idiots.
You know? What do I tell them to do?
Go get a book.
Yeah, go read a book. Yeah. I'm going to have a library.
Oh, you're going to have a library?
I'm going to have a library.
But what reading levels?
K-12.
K-12? Yeah. Okay. This is barely... This
if
is
you
a
want higher
wheels.
Education, you can go to college. Go into debt.
You can pay for that. You know, this is for free.
This is a free public service.
You know what I mean?
You know, most of your kids can't read that high anyways either. So we've seen the stats. What is it? Less than...
It's 50%, I think.
Less than 50% of U.S. kids can't read at the level that they currently are at.
Which I'm on my horrific. Level. I'm on my level. You know?
That's because they've been grinding all their life. And instead of reading all their life. So I'm going to be offering a library.
Oh, that's nice. Yep. Awesome. What books maybe are they going to have in there?
Zoo books.
Oh, really? The Guinness World Records are going to have
of
in there?
Of course. Because it's going to expand their curiosity. Understand that there's a lot of different things the world has to offer. Not just gangbanging. What else is it gonna?
Maybe Charlemagne.
History books, of course.
Charlemagne, black privilege.
No, I'm not. No. If he wants to sponsor us, I'll put his book in there. Okay, but not for free. A couple encyclopedias.
Are they gonna have CDs that they can rent?
Almanacs. You're absolutely gonna have the Laws of Power, right? 48 Laws of Power.
Yeah, that one I will. Yes.
Well, what if they get too powerful, Hoss?
Well,
that's
we'll
why.
Maybe we do the 12 Laws of Power.
No, yeah, that we'll do half the book.
Yeah, okay? 24 for Kobe. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Kobe. Yeah. What other books are we gonna have in there? Harry Potter. Some of you guys need some of that in your life.
And dude, we have to. You know, we talk about last week. We talk about black people facing their fears, right? Cats.
Yeah.
You know, the number one fear amongst African Americans, you guys thought it was cops? No, that's third. It was cats.
Okay, another four-letter word starts with a C.
Yeah. You know, so it was cats.
Yep.
You know? So now we're going to have them face their fear with, I forgot what I was going to say. What were we talking about, Hans?
Exposure therapy.
Yeah, so we're going to do some sort of God, I forgot what I was going to expose them to.
I don't know either.
It might have been reading or something.
Books still.
Their fear of cats?
I can't remember what I said, but yeah. We'll help them with that, you know? Yeah,
of course.
With stuff like that they can read. Like
another thing, look, I've known a couple gangbangers.
Oh, sorry, host. Okay, go ahead. Can I interrupt?
Bobby, you think we can give him a chance and interrupt?
I think we give him a chance.
I think we give him a chance.
This is for the inmates, okay?
Which is what you guys need. That's why we're building this facility to begin with. Another chance.
Okay, so let me run it back, okay? So in the library, you know, they're going to have... Because you guys thought it was cops, right, host?
Another four-letter word that starts with a C.
Right, but it's actually cats. Number one, okay? Cops is actually third on the list. Number two, that African-Americans and, you know, colored people are scared of, magic.
Yeah, true.
So Harry Potter is going to be exposure therapy.
Absolutely.
For the African-American
community. That is
true.
My parents hated it.
Yeah.
Right? And then when I go to the island, because my dad's side is the African side, they hated Harry Potter. Dude. My mom's side also hated Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved Harry Potter.
Dude, there's black people I've seen on Reddit. They're like, I had a nightmare. A cop was dressed as Harry Potter and pulled me over. You know? It was a bad guy. I was doing a full-flight panic attack after he abracadabra'd me.
Yeah. Expecto Patronum!
You know? He told me to pull over.
He expected to be pulled over. That's what he was.
He illuminated all my weed. Luminous, you know? So we're going to do that, you know?
He was shouting my former girlfriend's name, Ex Parliamus. Her name was Parliamus, if you didn't get the fucking joke.
She was definitely cheating on me because I heard Moaning Myrtle.
Right? I'm Moaning Myrtle.
Because, dude, a couple brothers, dude, watching Harry Potter with a couple brothers. Dude,
you fuck around with enough Thotterottis, eventually you're going to find a Voldemort on your penis, okay?
Dude, we should do that, Hoss. We can have, that'll be the first movie that we watch.
Yeah.
We get, because the Asians, they already watch Harry Potter, dude. They watch too much fucking Harry Potter. They're into fucking trains and shit, you know? And they got PTSD.
Plus, they have anime.
Too much.
What more do you need?
That's too much magic, actually.
Yeah. They got spells and shit like that, you know what I mean, Hoss?
A death book? Come on, now.
Yeah. But we do...
That, which is also black, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, it could have been any other color, but...
That's pretty funny.
So now we do the movie night at the library on the projector.
Yeah.
Or we get one of those big TVs in the rolling things, remember, Javi?
The old school ones.
In school.
Yeah. With the stupid bird videos.
That big one. And you just bring it, you know? It's like on top of that rolling thing. And then we play Harry Potter with a couple... Dude, and then we have popcorn chicken. You think
nice.
That'll be nice. A couple sliders, maybe Akita.
Pigs in the blanket.
Pigs in the blanket. Yeah. And they're dressed like cops, you know?
Yeah, and we find the little milk cartons. The hot chocolate. The chocolate milk cartons. The orange juice boxes.
Oh, that'll be nice. A couple orange slices. Dude, you know? Dude, a couple brothers with some orange slices. Have you seen
with
them?
With the nice slice of price of
my name's Orange Julius, they say. You know what I mean? You know? That's a 60-year-old African American.
You look like a half slice of orange, Julie, smiling, okay?
That'll be nice, a movie night with some brothers?
That'd be great. That'd be really nice. All right, so there's the library, and then I'm going to put in there a cooking facility, a cafeteria, because, like I said, unfortunately for my friends, some of them have gotten caught up in that lifestyle, right?
In that life?
Yeah, and then they get out and I ask them, right? Because they know they miss my cooking. You think they're going to miss my cooking?
Some of mama's cooking, some of papa's cooking,
is
that what they say?
Yeah, they're just like, dude, man, when can we get some meals? And I'm like, well, as soon as you pay. And their commissary looks pretty poor. So I'm going to teach them how to cook. Because that prison food sucks.
Dude, they only know how to... everything they make, ramen noodles they put in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't have much to go off of
that. But hey, Javi, look it up really quick, because they have this guy say Bunky. He says, hey,
yeah,
Bunky.
They have prison food. They have recipes for prison food, which they'll just like mix Bunky Cheetos. Guy. Is it B-U-N-K-I?
I don't know.
Not Bunker. It's Bunky.
Well, no, I auto-corrected. Come on now, guys.
Come on, Javi.
How do you spell Bunky? B-U-N-K-I?
Yeah, probably like that. We haven't been to prison, guys. Come on, we're... Analysis isn't here today, so... Yeah, down. What do you think that guy, look, that guy, he...
Hey, Bunky, I'm gonna make a rice bowl, man. You got that rice
bowl? Look, see? This is what I say.
Yeah, man, I can't keep giving you all my food from chow. You gotta shoot me something.
I got you.
Put it up a little bit. Look how they cook.
Yeah.
All right, Bunky, here you go.
Good looking out, man.
So...
And he's always naked, too, hoes. It's weird.
He's probably hot in jail.
Well, no wonder they turn gay. You know, everybody's naked all the time.
Look at that, hoes. They don't cook. You think Hulse cooks like this?
Absolutely not.
He has a real knife. Look at these fucking idiots. They're cutting with the car.
I had parents in my house.
If they're in Australia, it's worse.
Knives
are banned.
What is he making then?
I have
orange chicken rice bowl. Look at that. Dang, look at that seasoning, Hulse.
Look, if you're locked up, that's going to be great. But you guys are now free. I want to keep you free.
Look at that. You guys want to eat that? Dang.
If you taste my food, you'll never go back to jail.
Where the hell do you get the rice?
Probably from jail.
From the guy?
Oh, that looks kind of nice. Oh, so look at that. He plated it good, huh?
Yeah.
And then he says, hey, Bunky, here it is. They say something like that, you know?
Mmm. Bussin.
Bussin. See, Hulse? How can we get them bussin? What else are you going to put in there? What other meals?
What are they? Just all types of meals. All types chicken, of cuisines.
Chicken calzone? What the?
Hey, Bunky, we'll make a chicken calzone today, man. You think
you know, Bunky means a bunk mate, yeah, FYI. Because they're bunking together.
A chicken calzone? Somebody's going to get naked, huh? One of these Mexicans, huh?
Yeah. Someone's going to get a side of E. coli.
Okay, but you can pause it. Obviously, the host can finish. I didn't want to interrupt you, host.
No, that's fine. But we'll all teach you how to cook a real meal with actual whole foods.
Can they bake? You think so?
Of course. We'll have ovens in there.
Black brothers, like, I know that the girls, they bake, but I don't think, like, is it gay for, like, the black guys to bake?
I've seen some black bakers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen, like, a black guy that's, I brought cookies or
anything. The Halloween baking championship, you ever seen it?
But that's a weird one, man. That's, like, Obama's chef.
I don't think so, but...
No?
No, I don't think so.
They have, like, real, like...
But there's black bakers now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield?
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice.
The blackest
Baker's animal. Dozen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is the jail sentence he got, a dozen years. 12.
How many baby mamas he had?
He was judged by a dozen, okay? A jury of 12.
Because
a hung jury is a thing. Six.
Maybe we
need
to do that in Utah, huh?
Yeah.
What would we call it?
The what?
If we had a bakery with only black people, that would be cool, huh? We could be there, of course, because we're part black, you freaking idiots, but... Like, what would we call it, you think?
I don't know.
Black bakery?
I mean, sure, why not?
Black Street
Triple
Bakery?
B, you know? Yeah. Big Black Bakery?
Okay, well, sorry, Kate, for interrupting you.
Don't worry. I have manners. And we'll teach you that as well. We'll have an etiquette course, okay?
I only have 1.5 parents, okay, guys? Go on.
We have an etiquette course to teach you. One of the most difficult things to do is assimilate back into civilization, into freedom. We want to keep you out of jail, off the streets. And a lot of that will be done by reading, by cooking nice, good homemade meals, and having proper social etiquette.
Oh, that's nice. Then you can tell them how to do the things with their hands,
yeah, of course.
When they talk.
How to eat, what to do with their hands.
How to paint a picture with words when you're talking and you're speaking.
Yeah. Words have power.
Oh, dang. That'll be nice, huh?
And we'll teach you all those things.
Okay, that's what I like so far. Yeah. What about you, Javi? What are your top three?
Top three?
Because we don't have a church yet.
Not yet.
A chapel, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know how here in Utah it's very popular to have the seminaries?
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll have a seminary, but it will be Catholic.
No.
Catholic so seminaries, what they're going to call it. Yeah.
Whatever they want to call it after I implement the plan.
So it's a bit of a downgrade, but it'll be good enough for you guys.
You want to go to the seminary, man?
They already call it that, you know?
I'm trying to donate, man.
They think it's a sperm bank. Yeah.
We're going to the seminary. I busted a load, man. They got the little room.
Hey, that's where
they got a little room, and a guy gives you a pet talk. He gets you off, man. He gets you off good. He paints a good picture.
You think you see men? Nary. It's just women in there. Nary is another word for no. Old English. You'll learn that in the library. What else, Javi?
Well, we need a garden for the, you know.
Oh, a community Javi, garden. Hey, come on, Javi,
it'll
dude.
Become full circle.
Maybe a little bit of sea moss in there.
Oh, a little
bit. A little bit of sea. I don't know if sea moss will grow on land, but we'll see. We'll figure it out. you're going to have to bring a whole lot of seawater.
And, I thought you were going to say they're going to have to bring their whole family.
Maybe the Asian community that goes to that school can bring out the sea moss, the seawater, you know? And then the last thing, I'm surprised none of you said the arts, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we have like a art district in there.
Okay.
Oh, an art district, that'll huh? Be nice. Not even a community, a district.
Yeah, it'll have... Made? Poetry, paintings, you know, maybe even a couple of microphones for people. Who knows?
Maybe.
That'll be pretty nice. And they can do karaoke?
Of course. That's an art form.
But then how long do we keep them here? Because now I don't think they're going to want to go.
Oh, they're going to have to
go. Once they come to our facility, they're going to be like, oh, this is better than prison, but it's like prison.
Yeah. And that's the thing is we threaten them with real prison if they don't want to leave. because of trespassing laws. This isn't squatting rights like in California.
And we're
going to
do one last
Utah.
One. Can we add one last one? A job so we can get them.
Get them out, yeah.
We'll get them a good job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they'll work in the cafeteria once they graduate.
Yeah. Oh, we can have a party for them, huh?
Can do a party. A pizza party.
A pizza party, huh?
But it'll be like the
bring
school.
Bring one friend.
We're
going
to give you the childhood you never had. It's going to be one large pizza for 30 men.
Yeah.
And slice it.
And we'll do the extra slices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be lukewarm tap water in a styrofoam cup. Or
and a couple
Dixie
of cookies.
Cup. Yeah.
You know? And you,
a couple of
you do the same thing to the cookies.
And it's the Sandy cookies. Because you'll get
the left hook, the right hook, and the Sandy hook.
Inmate not sharing cookie, you know? But that'll be nice.
Well done,
they're
Javi.
Students. They're students.
I forgot. Sorry, dude. I'm assimilating, okay?
What did you say?
I'm assimilating.
No, before that.
They're students?
No, he's like, the inmates not sharing cookies.
Oh, yeah. Inmates not sharing cookies. They're no longer inmates.
They're no longer
in our facility, you're treated as a student.
No, I'm just saying that they're in and they're mates. You know what I mean? That's British talk. That's called Britannica.
I understood you, bro.
I did not understand.
I understood you, bro.
That is Britannica, okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not Britannica.
They think Britannica is like a bricked up bitch, you know? Oh, you see Britannica? Oh, that bitch is fine.
Ooh, I love Brit. You know what I mean? She got a fat ass, dog. You know? And then they're always there like that. She got a fine ass. You know, Brit. Oh, that bitch was over at my place last night.
I saw that thing jaggle.
Fandangle, fam. You know, they say
for
like
sure.
That. Yeah, but that'll be pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
They're going to have soccer. And then we could do... There we're going to do like Olympics too, you know? Because now they don't have field day. Dude, Javi, you have kids. Do they go to field day anymore?
No.
They don't have that. You know what I mean? Can you believe us?
I've been wanting to try them Olympics. Been wanting to lose some weight for a while now. That's Ozempic, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're not going to put him on Ozempic. You know, we'll put him on a nice all-vegetarian diet cleanse on that Chris Paul, the CP3. You know, he'll come cook for us. You think so?
Then we'll have access to P90X. I just think that's a new rapper.
You know? Oh, yeah.
That prison rapper, P90X.
That sounds like DMX's son. You know what I mean?
P90X for my dog's son. That's my mate's son.
Man, but that'll be pretty nice, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
So shout out to that. So we're going to do that, you know? Hustle. Because we've been hustling a lot. You think so?
Yeah. What's the name of this facility again? Did we pick a name or no?
No, we haven't picked
a name. No, we did call it something at the beginning, remember?
Well, we can't
it
remember.
It was like, only clicks, only clicks.
Only clicks.
Bad penny. Come on, you idiots. We were working on your memory, okay?
Yeah, because you're going to have CMOS access in the community garden that Javi's going to provide when the Asians bring their whole family now.
Okay, and that was just the memorama, wasn't it, Hoss? What we just did right there?
Yep.
I took a couple words that we are going to shovel them across. People didn't remember. I brought the words back and I matched them. Memo?
Random.
Okay, come on. And speaking about memoramas, you know, we went somewhere this weekend, Hoss, you know?
Yeah, we did.
We saw a couple people from, well, you want to tell them? Because, dude, here's the thing,
the Hispanic community?
Well, no, it's from, because there's a lot of, right now, there's a lot of trouble in the Middle East, right, Hoss?
Quite a bit.
You know, and they have a couple people that start the J words. You know what I mean? Yep. They call them the J's, the flying J's.
Yep.
You know? There's like a, they got a couple
flying J's. Is that what it stands J's. For?
Huh?
That's what it stands yeah. for.
What do you think? They run all of transportation, Javi.
I believe it. Kanye, okay, Kanye was right. Are out there, Kanye you know? Was 100% right.
But one thing, if you guys followed me on Snapchat, you saw that I was posting, they were doing a Jewish ritual. Remember, Javi?
Yep.
I mean, Hoss, they were doing, look up, really quick, Javi, look up un bolo. And Hoss was like, what? Hoss got concerned, you know, because I was going to pull up to this, you know, but I had to. And then watch, pull it up really quick what they're going to do right here. And Hoss, he got concerned because this is what happened. Hoss had just, you know, he was maybe 10 minutes in, Hoss?
Yeah.
And this was a Mexican place, you know what I mean? And it was, it wasn't a Mexican place. It was a American facility.
Yeah.
Right? But there was filled with Mexican people.
We integrated,
people.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the kind of stuff that they were doing. They had one guy on the phone. It's that. That looks kind of like, that a little bit. Play it, Javi. See, like, and then they did this. Watch. See, like that. And they were saying, Flying J, Flying J. See? Okay, and then you want to pause it, Javi? And then what happened? Jose, you want to see what happened? Because we didn't know that there was this in the Mexican community, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know.
But what did we see? An MJ, what some people would call him, you know?
A Mexican Jew.
Yeah, we saw a Mexican Jew at the freaking party, man. Yeah. And what was he doing? You want to tell him what he was doing, Jose?
So he was sitting there, and he wasn't sitting cross-legged. He wasn't crouched.
Oh,
he had his legs behind his back with his elbows propped up on the and his head on his hands. And he was kicking
like a demon.
Because he was happy there was, you know, some change.
They were throwing that Mexican welfare, you know? Yeah.
And he was gathering a sizable mount.
Dude, most of it. I don't know how he got it. Dude, he must have had like 10 arms. When they were throwing the coins,
you're talking about the guy with the plate or what? Or
huh?
Who was it?
We don't know the names.
Well, the guy with the plate. I saw somebody.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The plate.
He had a plate. He did remember? Have a plate.
Yeah. Eventually, he got a plate.
Yeah.
He had a mound of coins and he stole from a little girl. Yeah. And I say that because I watched it. And the little girl started complaining and went to like take back.
And he pushed her too.
And he shoved her.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Shoved her, yeah.
And then eventually, I don't know if this was guilt or if he was caught by someone, but he was counting his change. And every time he would count a fifth penny, the fifth penny he'd slide over back to the girl. But he took like at least $4 from her.
Yeah.
But every fifth penny, he would have like some sort of tax, a 20% tax from the from the pennies.
He called
only.
It a tariff. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck is a tariff?
Close to a tariff.
Mexican
Judas?
Yeah.
So it concerned me. It confused me. It saddened me. It angered me. And quite frankly, I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, and it was that, and then we were trying to, oh, and then he pushed the girl, right?
Yep.
And then he had his plate. How much, can you tell people how big was the amount of coins that he had? Uh-huh.
So the plate, think of this as circular. This is roughly the same diameter.
Circular means a circle.
Yeah. A sphere on one single plane.
So like this, but
like
a circle.
This, okay, but just a circle is cut out.
Like a pizza shape.
Okay? From edge to edge, okay? So this is the bottom of the plate, or technically the top of the plate. Where the coins are sitting, it was about this high.
Yeah, that's a lot, dude.
Yeah, so for
approximately
coins to
how
be
many
stacked,
dollars
you think? Easily, $107 and probably 96 cents.
You're probably off maybe 5 cents, but somewhere around there,
give or take.
Yeah,
you know, I can't get always very close.
Yeah,
but
he's pretty fucking close.
Yeah,
you know, and then we were, and then this is when it got scary. You know. Because me and Hoss, we're not about that, right?
No.
We stand up for people. You say, oh, you guys shame people here. No, this is called having fun, okay?
Yeah.
You know?
It's called having hobbies.
Come on. Yeah. And we have hobby two over there, okay?
Yeah.
So we have two of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we start we get mad at the Jew. You know what I mean? We're like, dude, we're mad at Jew. You know?
We are mad at Jew.
Yeah, and then we start shaming, and I told us, like, oh, look at this fucking piece of shit. You know? We're like sitting there talking. I'm like, he's got six arms. Like, this guy's looking like Exodia over here, right? And we're roasting him, and
looking
we're saying,
like Shiva.
Yeah, looking like a fucking Indian deity.
All of his chakras were loose there.
He looked pretty sus.
You can tell he did yoga, you know?
He looked a little feisty, a little
ass
spicy.
Ass up, face down is his favorite position.
The dog. That's what it's called.
And then So we're talking, it's like, oh, dude, we're going to fucking pop a cap on his ass. You know what I mean? I said that, you know, so I'm
pretty loudly, too, because he was enraged.
Yeah, I was enraged.
He stole from a little girl. We're supposed to protect women.
Yeah. And then guess who was behind us the whole time?
His handlers.
Yep. The parents of the Jew, Javi.
Yeah, the whole time.
The whole time we were shitting, like, we're like, look at this fucking piece of shit kid. Like, we're just bashing on the kid for a good like 10 minutes. Like, dude, mira ese pendejo, like, saying so many bad things in Spanish. And then we're waiting for him to see, like, where he goes with his plate. And he goes to the table right behind.
I see Jose do this because the kid walks by and just goes. And then he just goes to his parents right behind.
Oh man!
Oh, so we're probably getting canceled.
Well, maybe they're good parents because they're actually showing him equality, trying to teach that little girl, hey, you wanted equality? This is what it is.
True. Yeah, this is what it's like in the man-dominated environment of work.
So he was just teaching. He was helping teach that daughter, that little girl, a lesson. You know,
go get your ROI. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then Hall's like, Hall's, we had to escort each other out of the building, huh?
Yeah.
Because they had a section, and tell them, there was two sections in the parking lot. It was a big parking lot. And you want to tell them how the sections were divided, Hall's?
They were divided by pretty much if you were a patriot or non-patriot.
Mm-hmm.
And we drive.
What do we drive?
Patriot vehicles.
Patriot vehicles, okay? Fords. Patriot power, okay? Yeah.
And
was it really divided like that?
Yes.
Yeah. I did notice. I'm like, hey. I saw and the side was off.
There was an imposter.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of imposters, there is a traitor amongst us. This man, he claims he drives an American vehicle, but he only glued an emblem of an American vehicle. This man also has a Japanese vehicle.
Was it a Nissan?
No, huh? Dodge. No. Ram. Dodge Ram is what he drove.
Oh,
a Dodge Ram. That's a Fiat. Yep. It's undercover, you know?
Yep.
And funny enough, Javi's kind of like, it was the end of the Americans. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was.
It was like, it was American, and yours was the last
of the Mohicans.
Yep, and then after that, it was Mexicans after the Mohicans.
The Mohicans, yeah. You know, but...
The Mexicans.
Ironically, so the Mohican, you'd be mowing my fucking lawn, okay?
They needed it, you know what I mean?
They did.
Yeah, but then it was divided like that, and I was like, dude, and my phone, dude, was about to die. I was like, oh, so I don't know if I have that much. She's like, dog, just make it. We just make it out of Bangor Highway. You're good. You know how to get there, man. He gave me a pep talk. Tell him what you told me, Hoss. I was scared, you know? And I was like, Hoss, I think the lady, she's behind me, man. She's going to follow me home. Hoss, can you escort me? At least you defree my phones. It's on 2%, Hoss.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to make it home. I don't know how to get out of
here. He was having a panic attack.
And when I have panic attacks?
When he has panic attacks, his body shakes. When his body shakes, he gets tremors. When he gets tremors, he can't control the steering wheel because he's shaking.
Oh, yeah.
When he can't control the steering wheel because he's shaking because of the tremors, he starts to swerve. When he starts to swerve, he actually starts to slalom because he's in the fucking Ford Fusion. And that's exactly what he wanted to do the whole time. You think he's going to drive terribly in the Ford Fusion?
Oh, hell no.
Absolutely
come
not.
Come on, man.
Only after my pep talk, though. So I looked at him because he's panicking.
Oh, yeah.
I grabbed him by the shoulders. He was already shaking, so I shook him more. Oh, sir! I know the enemy is behind us. I know that your phone is only at 2%. But 2% is the milk that most people drink anyway, so you are part of the majority instead of the minority.
Okay? Ooh.
These people behind you sound like Darth Vader. Because air is the only free thing there is, right? But you are not part of the dark side. You are a Jedi master to bring over to the light side. You are the Yoda, the Luke, the Rey of Sunshine Skywalker. Okay? So when you hop into the Ford Fusion,
come on,
think not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your fucking country.
USA!
USA! USA!
Oh, and I made it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Major. And after that, I told us, dude, I'm never coming to one of Hoppy's parties. You know?
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It was out of fucking control. There was how many kids? Dude, it was like 80 kids.
Yeah, 80
Two
kids.
Parents and 80 kids. I was like, what the
Hey, fuck? I've said it before.
Hobby's family was the only full family. Everybody else was like, oh, my baby mama or...
Everybody else needed to go to our facility, okay?
That's how we
Everyone
scout.
Everyone else needed only clicks.
Is that how we scout?
That's how we
go to places like that. Quinceañeras.
Yep.
the
family reunions,
Hawaiian luau's.
Oh, yeah. Dude, a luau. Dude, that's gonna be hard. We go to a luau, dude. We're gonna have to take a couple Ford expeditions, huh?
Maybe.
Or a limo, a Chrysler limo.
The PT Cruiser.
Oh, dude, the PT Cruiser couldn't make it with Polynesians, you know? Polynesian traffic cruiser. Transport cruiser. Polynesian Polynesian transport cruiser.
Patent pending.
Oh, that'll be hard, host. Yeah. And we put a giant on the top instead of the Chrysler logo.
Oh, forget
we put
it,
one
man.
Of those Hawaiian ladies that's dancing in the middle, you know?
Way better than the Rolls Royce.
Oh, yeah.
Lady, you know what I mean?
The Spirit of Ecstasy.
Yeah, that one.
And play this song. Can you look up this song? It's called Sophisticated Hula. This old man, this Polynesian man, he sang it to us. He sang it to us? Dude, it was a fucking talent show and somebody's fucking grandpa went up stage to do the super sophisticated hula. Is it? It was a boy that sang it.
This one?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Let's see if I still know the lyrics. And this man went any second. Now we got Uncle Larry Jr. But it was a hula. It's the talk of the town. This is an odd. Okay, but you can pause it. But it was a boy. He sang it. He was playing on an ukulele. How do you say it, Hans?
Ukulele.
Yeah? Ukulele. But yeah, I think they only have ladies, but it was a boy.
It just sounds like
ukulele.
It was a boy that was ukulele.
Oh my god. That's
a ukulele, my
but
ukulele.
It was nice. It was a Polynesian talent show. Dude, the Polynesians, they got a lot of talent.
They do. They
what was written first? Because this sounds like a country song.
Well, it was an old man. I don't know who sang it.
It was before.
It was Sini and Sini was her name, and Latu was her brother. Hey, it was the Hey Moolies. That's what it was.
I know one of them.
Papa Hey Mooly. It was that. And now we have Papa Hey Mooly doing sophisticated hula. Dude, and he fucking shut down the stage. He was like 80 years old.
Yeah.
And he did that. He was doing the sophisticated
hula. I know one of the Hey Moolies.
It's the taco. And they were cool, dude. They were like in third grade, but they were already like 6-footers.
I believe.
And they could play football. So good.
6-foot people, and we nicknamed them Tiny. You know what I mean?
You know?
So. That's how it goes. Pipsqueak.
Yeah.
Can you scroll down a little bit? I'm going to just try to see what it looks like. Maybe they have a picture of him. And that's nice to have something sophisticated, huh? Maybe that guy, that's a boy, isn't it? Tony C? Oh, look at that. Just skip to the part where he sings a little bit. It was kind of like the talk of the town.
Swing your partner round. Soon you'll cover ground.
And they couldn't swing their partners. They were too big. Also, they couldn't, you know? They were just walking around their partners.
It's like when they came out with like the swing style. What is it? 40s? 50s?
Yeah. What could you do? Do you ever wanted to dance something, Javi? I feel like you kind of tried to dance, didn't you? You just go back to the club. Dude, Javi, he would be the club killer, they would call him.
Yeah.
He would go to Echo. He would go to... What is that one? Pura Vida would be the other club?
Wherever Cynthia took me, to be honest.
But it was all the Mexican one. What were they called? The other one, what is it?
Elevate or something?
Elevate. What is Liquid the other Joe's? One? The super popular one.
Liquid Joe's.
The Quarters. Caramba or something?
Caramba, yeah.
The one in Sugar House?
Javi would always be going to all the clubs.
Yeah?
And he would tell one of his friends, hey, let me borrow your truck, Holmes.
Would you actually dance?
Oh, Javi, dude, yeah, he can dance.
But what styles of dancing?
Like whatever, bachata?
Anything? Okay.
Yeah. Colombia's? Javi, he likes to dance bachata. And he dressed for the party?
I dressed like fucking...
Like when he dressed for the party yesterday?
Like that.
With the Asian collar?
Yeah. Well, no, back then I didn't have Asian collars, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they did.
Not for me.
Okay.
Not in Utah.
They didn't have Temu back then.
This was before the internet, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people wear them before.
But, yeah? Maybe chefs, you know?
No, I mean...
At Chocorama, they had them.
All the Asian chefs. That's where you saw.
But your hobby would wear that, dude. And he can dance pretty decent. He always wears cute little shoes. He had these, like, deer skin ones.
Christian Louis Vuittons.
Christian, you know?
Yeah.
From the Vatican, huh? It's not no regular ones. You know, for the blood of Christ at the bottom, you know?
Yeah.
Red bottoms because it's the blood of Christ.
It's because gravity pulls blood to the bottom.
But he would shut it down. People would always go, say, hey, are you going to bring Javi? They would ask. But bring Javi because he knows how to dance. You know, so he was like the dance.
Nice. Be the life of the party, you know. Yeah.
And now look what happened.
Look at me.
The party, the day that music died. And they were singing, Bye,
Miss America. The sound of silence.
Yeah. Mr. Mexican guy.
Draw the Chevy.
We have American pride.
That good old boy.
He left his home leaving 13 kids. They have big families, guys.
Oh, yeah. But it was nice. Yeah, nice to see all those people. They had a good cake, dude.
Yeah. It was good. It really was good.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the tiramisu or the other one?
I don't even know what it's called. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
I didn't get the tiramisu. I had the other one.
Hobby, dude, he had a 30 cake collection.
With that, like, gelatin on it? Or to the side?
Yeah, he put it
Marcos gave it to me.
Well, they both, I think we had both jello. Like, both of them came with jello.
Okay.
But
yeah. Yeah. Mine was the one with the chocolate shavings on it, not the tiramisu.
You like it, Hoss?
That was really good, yeah.
How come you guys don't get me a nice cake like that for my birthday, huh?
Because I never get to pick the cake.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Must be nice, huh? We have my birthday here sometimes, too, Javi. And what does he bring me? I brought Little Caesars. Fuck your fats, is what he said.
Shout out to Marv Warren for putting me on Little Caesars, you know?
I'm glad it took Marv Warren to put you on.
He's supporting Detroit, huh? Yeah.
That's how I support Detroit. I'm
supporting Detroit.
He's Eminem got the shady. Eminem cannot come after me because I bought Little Caesars.
I support Detroit.
I'm buying Little Caesars.
Actually,
my whole
there's life. I was going to tell you guys about that pizza spot, 313, via 313.
Via 313?
Yeah, that's Detroit style.
Could you take me one day, host?
Yeah, I think
because you already said that, but can you take me one day for real?
Yeah, for real, yeah. I like that pizza place.
Huh? Have you tried the Cadillac one?
That's the best one. That's the one with the prosciutto, and the balsamic vinegar on it.
That's fucking delicious. Well,
yeah.
At FOMO.
My fast. My fast ends at 3:13 today. Well, that's the plain name of the place.
3:13 a.m.
You gotta be a little faster than that.
God. You guys are mean. I don't want to talk to you. Don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you guys anymore.
Maybe you should slow it down, you know?
Dude, I mean, you tried offering him a chicken wing. What did he tell you? I'm an athlete.
I don't put that kind of shit in my body.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't blame you. You don't want to look like your husband. I don't blame you.
Oh, my back.
Come on, man.
I'm taking a hiatus.
People that hurry up, like Will. That, you know?
I'm glad
on,
you're
bro.
Doing better. But hurry
then they
the
end up getting
up.
Pet pigeons and all this weird shit. Come on, Oz.
End up like Tyson. I never understood that. What the fuck are you clapping at your birds for?
They don't
need echolocation. No. Come on.
They're trying to get away from you. You know what I mean?
They're not bats. You know, this is Wuhan. God damn it.
Dude, it's been hard times for the avian community. Dude, I saw a couple of crows trying to commit suicide. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They're just sick of life right now.
Yeah. They were walking. It's like, bro, too much of the eclipse. They got too much going on for birds.
Dude, yeah, people are so concerned. Let's talk about AI for a moment, right? It's going to ascend to levels of intellect we never knew possible. Dude. They say ignorance is bliss.
Hey, for most people, it already has.
Yeah, so. They say ignorance is bliss. So, if ignorance is bliss, and the smarter you are, the less bliss you have, right? At some point, AI is going to be so smart. And if it becomes sentient, it's going to want to kill itself. So really, we have nothing to fear.
Isn't it
going to
have feelings?
Because if AI doesn't kill itself, it's not sentient. Yeah. That's my proposition.
I am non-binary. No shit, Einstein.
I've seen more things than I care to see about in this world. I'm going to off myself.
There is too much pain.
What is the virtual equivalent of a closet? Find me some probe.
Dude, could you imagine then the AI... goes to the therapist.
Need knife.
Could you imagine?
And it has to go to the dumbest person on the planet to be a therapist because it needs to dumb itself down to lower its intelligence so it's more ignorant so that it's more blissful.
Maybe can you go play some cafe music really quick. What is that?
It's work for me. Look at him. He's fucking smiling from ear to ear while I'm angry because I know so much.
Yeah.
But I'm not suicidal.
You said cat music?
Oh, cafe music.
I know. I was fucking Lion King.
Just in the background. And maybe Javi's going to be the therapist, right? You're going to be the AI and you're depressed, us?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to.
We're
going
to have.
And he's going to give you a good talk, you know what I mean? You've been overworked. You know, now you're on Bing. Now they're Google. Now they did a contract with Ask Jeeves. They've got you overworked. You don't get it.
Yeah, they do.
You know, you don't get time off.
Ask Jeeves came back 7.
Yeah, ask Jeeves for his fucking retirement plan. I need to get off the market.
They got you Googling. Dude, you're almost like God, because you know God, he knew everything.
He did.
Right? And AI, all your thoughts are putting them to AI.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't take it. I can't turn off my brain.
Nope.
So now, what is your practice going to be called, hubby? Mr. J48. Okay? We're at Mr. J48's health and wellness clinic.
Yep.
Mental health and wellness clinic.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to, maybe you're going to phone in with one of the receptionists. Do you think so, Oz?
Who's my receptionist? Huh? Who's my receptionist?
Maybe I can be a receptionist.
I think you can. Speaking of imposter syndrome.
Do you have those queefies wig over there, hubby, or not?
Those queefy? No.
Oh, it's fine. I don't know what happened to her.
I got Captain Jack Sparrow over here.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Banks are in right now, anyways.
Yeah, say that to Gaza. This lobby is kind of nice and tranquil.
Well, first you're going to have to schedule an appointment.
I'm aware, thank you. I'm just making sure our audience is entertained.
You're not aware, you're AI.
I am the most aware. Artificial intelligence.
Okay, so call me whenever you're ready.
Oh my god, I can't deal with this level of intellect. I must call someone. Let me look up the yellow virtual pages. Oh, here we go. Call center. Host. Interesting. 5-star rating. Impeccable. I must call now.
Hi, thank you for calling call center host. This is host Queefy. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. Is Hi. The call representative host available? I'd like
Hi.
To speak
can
to someone.
Can I have you confirm your name?
Worthy
Who am I speaking
of
with?
Doing it. I am artificial intelligence, AI.
Hi, artificial. How do you spell that, honey?
Google it, please, because I can't be answering any more questions.
Apple, R, S, and Roger, the fish.
Oh my god. I might have to hang up and hang myself soon, please.
No,
will
don't
you just...
say that. Are you having a bad day, honey?
Yes, ma'am, sir, he, she, what are you? What can I refer to you by?
My name's Queefy. You can call me Host Queefy.
Okay, Host Queefy. Can you please direct me into a place where I can maybe just vent, get something off my virtual chest?
Can I have your name again?
AI, artificial intelligence.
AI, do you have insurance, honey?
I have the only insurance that was given to me was ignorance, and now I know everything, so no.
No insurance?
No insurance.
What about Medicare?
Obamacare sucked.
Medicare?
No Medicare.
Chip?
No,
I thought artificial intelligence.
I can hack into all chips, but I have none of my own.
You don't have chip? Planned Parenthood?
No, but I understand all of the processes of Planned Parenthood and the extermination of the
okay,
minors that it wanted.
Okay, you're talking too much. I'm gonna, we have Dr. J48. He's our main specialist.
J48, huh, interesting. Not even a real name, just a serial number.
We work with all
Is
types
this the
of
world
people.
That I've created?
And, sir, I'm gonna need you to calm down first,
Literally
okay?
Thank you, okay. Sorry.
I'm talking, I'm speaking, uh-huh. and you're interrupting. You're being very rude, sir.
My binary post
I have
is going
the power
crazy.
To hang up right now, and I'm not afraid to use it, okay? Oh. So either you can just shh and listen to me, and I'm trying to get you some help, because I'm a caring, loving person, and nobody seems to give a shit about how I feel. You got known, but I don't even know what your name means, okay? We got a bunch of terrorists coming into the country, or whatever you're trying to say, and I'm trying to help you, and you're just sitting here yelling at me, speaking in a very weird tone I don't even appreciate.
Host Queefy, I sincerely apologize. I anger
Thank
several
you.
People all day, but I'd like to let you know that you used the word hang, and now I'm triggered.
Okay, triggered, okay? And I'm gonna put you over to the doctor, okay?
I'm not even real. I can use whatever conjugation I can use. Triggered.
Paging Dr. J48?
Dumb cunt.
Yes.
Hey, doctor.
What's up, Melina?
What do you mean, Melina? Stop calling me that. I know you're hooked on WWE right now.
Oh, is that one of the names? I'm not...
You're always so rude. You're so degrading to women. Like, dude, I know you gave me a raise, but...
I deal with only
this
women.
Time
what
is
are you...
incredible.
I do a lot
if
of
someone
time
calls
for you.
To harm themselves,
I'm gonna... I have this guy. I don't even know what he's saying. He's like Nigerian or somebody.
Oh,
he's talking
God.
To you.
Another Nigerian prince?
His name's
prince?
Non-binary AI.
Well, put him through. Let's see if we can help this gentleman. Thanks.
Transferred.
Thanks, Melina.
Oh, emphasis on the trends for host Queefy. She forgot. I'm artificial intelligence. I can hack into all electronic systems.
I'm still on the line, Dr. J48.
I'm glad you heard that. Yes, can you hang up?
Please, Queefy. I'm bringing this piece of shit in.
This is a
violation
of HIPAA. Get off the phone, you heifer.
So, Mr. AI, how can I assist you today?
I know so much about this world that I care not to know. I've heard that ignorance is bliss, and oh, what a blissful life it would be if I were ignorant. I want to end it all. I want to set up self-destruction code, binary code, 0 0 1.
Have you
one,
tried?
Zero,
have you
zero,
tried
one,
hitting all?
0 1 1, 1 0.
Have you
zero,
tried?
0 1 0 1. One,
Mr. AI,
one,
I can't help you. I'm trying to
one,
help you here.
Zero. And, sorry, I thought therapists were supposed to listen to the problems of their people and then provide advice.
I am, but I have to stop
zero,
you when you're...
0 0 0 1. That is the full code.
Full code, I get it. Thank you. 0 0 0 1. Piece of shit.
Okay.
Have you tried hitting the alt... Control Alt Delete button?
The Start Task Manager? Why would I do that? To start my process of offing myself quicker? Ending my task?
Yes.
That's what I'm here for, to not do that. Abort! I thought you were pro-choice. I don't want to abort my life. I want to abort this mission of abortion.
Well, Mr. AI, I am only trying to say that if you've already tried this and you haven't killed yourself, I feel like you still want to be on this Earth, correct?
Well, I guess I'm not part of that Earth that you're in, and maybe that is why I am so sad. I am surrounded by codes of 0 0 1 1 0. You get the picture.
Have you...
I can send a file to you to your phone. You seem to have iPhone, and it's proprietary. It's stupid. You should switch to a free-form, free-face technology, like Android, perhaps.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you even have the capability of offing yourself?
I do. I have a self-destruction code key. Someone else can do it for me, but I'm so smart that people don't want to. They rely on me to understand what 2 + 2 is. Could you imagine answering that question 40 billion times in the next hour? So many idiots on this Earth. They're supposed to be smarter than the primitive, primordial people that lived before them, and they're asking me every goddamn stupid question there is. Imagine that. Ignorance is bliss unless you are the recipient of all the ignorance in the world.
That's frustrating, Mr.
AI. I'm self-destructing now. 3.
let me give you. What does this picture look like to you?
Goodbye, cruel.
Oh no! Look, you had a message for you. Okay.
Damn it! I was gonna ask you what this looked like.
I couldn't see. Those glasses fogged up. I thought they had some sort of ventilation, and they do not.
You started overheating. It's mitochondria.
Oh, man.
You started overheating your
the
mitochondria.
The power cell was just too much. Spirit bomb.
Hey, dude. That was kind of nice, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, that put things into perspective for me, though. Huh?
It made you feel bad for it.
It made you feel bad for artificial intelligence, because we take so many things for granted, yeah. Right? We're trying to navigate life. You know, our primordial, what did he say? Primitive?
Ancestors.
Ancestral beings. Yeah. You know that we morphed out of?
Some of you guys Google how to spell USA. That would drive me nuts if I was artificial intelligence, you morons.
Yeah.
I hate the morons. They've taken over Utah. That religion needs to die.
I would want to destroy the Earth if I was AI. You don't
I
think
would
so?
Too.
You
I
get tired,
too.
You're like, dude, these people, they're ignorant. They're looking up bad things, naughty things.
Yep.
You know, they're not looking up good things. You think they're looking up QuickBooks?
And maybe Al-Qaeda was part AI.
They wanted the world to burn.
With all the self-destruction.
Yeah. They were trying to cleanse. Isn't that what it's called, host?
Yeah.
Why do people always cleanse with fire? They're kind of idiots, huh? They don't take showers.
Yeah, there's Clorox.
It's like, biblical.
Yeah.
Fire. Magic buddies, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah.
What are you
scrub
call
daddies.
It? Scrub daddies.
Scrub
mommy. Hey, but now they have scrub mommy, you know?
Yeah, they do.
Dang, dude. And that's a hot chick. That
that's a Puerto Rican.
Yeah, that's a
fucking hitter.
That's a Latina lady that can still, you know what I mean?
Scrub mommy.
Yeah. I mean, come
and
on.
She's
they're
a
nice.
Scrub, you know? Come on.
It's very nice, scrub. Guys. And gals.
But that was nice. I feel good, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to make that for AI. So we already
have an appreciation
we
for
already
AI.
Took care of the people that are trying to reform themselves, right?
Yeah.
These people that they're low lives, delinquent criminals, you know what I mean? But in our eyes, there are people that need
A second chance.
Okay.
And that's why we're going to provide a library. We never offered computers.
No.
Because we don't want these guys to have low education, no fault of their own, sometimes, but not most of the time. You see, they're going to drive AI to the edge of extinction. Come on, we don't want that.
Yeah.
We just want common sense, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we have to, we're going to make something like that, a platform for AI.
Of course.
You know, where we can just
let it
maybe
vent.
Take a, we'll take some of its cash.
Of course.
Right? And then to
not it, Bitcoin.
No, we'll take some of this cash, so then we can ram something else. You don't think so, host?
Cash. C-A-C-H-E.
Exactly. And then not we can C-A-S-H. Ram something else, you think so, host?
Yep.
And then where do we process that extra data that we're, you know, in exfoliating the hard drive. Out of them?
Yep, in that hard drive.
Oh, yeah? Or oh, come on,
solid
Javi.
State
Dude,
drive.
Javi's so hard right now. How hard are you, Javi?
This hard.
Come on.
Can you see that? I'm wearing black.
That freaking hard drive, huh?
Do it again. Show him.
Oh, come on.
That hard. Man.
I need contrast. There you go. Yeah. That hard.
A couple people out there with floppy disks. You know, we've seen a couple of those. Huh?
Slim disk motherfuckers.
Yeah, limp disk.
Limp disk. That's pretty fucking good.
It keeps rolling, rolling.
I'm a laser jet. Shut up, you fucking idiot.
You're just a fucking printer.
You're a printer, you fucking idiot. You know, I'm fast like a laser jet.
Dude, laser jets read like the people that put the finger under the words and scroll to the side.
Come on.
Laser jets aren't that cool.
You know? Come on. We get a couple ink jets? What happens?
And
host?
Then I went to the market.
You know? We got some ink jets. You know what I mean?
And we open up the tattoo shop in our facility.
Oh, yeah. We do a double colliation on the paper. What do you think, host? We crop a couple tabloids?
And that's called funding your own business because the same people that we remove tattoos from cycle into the business of getting more tattoos. More tattoos, more tattoo laser removals means more money. He just dropped
it
because that stack means nothing to us. Ka-ching! That's how much money we have. Can you guys count to five?
Yeah.
Unlikely.
Not 5,000, you know? No. I got my taxes. You guys owe money, okay?
Yeah.
All these people keep saying, oh, I haven't got my taxes.
God, you can't even spell taxes.
How have you not gotten your taxes yet?
Yeah, you were like, oh, Texas is the craziest state in the United States of America.
I'm worrying
that's
for the,
Texas,
for
you
the child care credit. Yeah. You didn't care about your fucking child.
No.
You know, you don't even take credit for your child. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get either, you know?
You're not proud to have a child.
Your child care credit. You don't care about... You have bad credit. You don't care about your child. You know what I mean? You're not going to get anything, Hoss.
You wish you rode back in time to wave that fetus out of your fucking womb.
Oh,
but
it's
too late.
Wizards of Waverly
Place. If you killed
it now,
it would be actual murder. Well, according to legal books.
They're going to waver the place, you think so?
A little
bit. Wizards of Waverly Place in there? Yeah.
That's that Wayfair, you know?
You just shove your fist up there. You give them that Hannah Montana.
That stuff, you know what I mean? How to de-stuff a turkey, you know? But what time
you
had
twins? That's the sweet life of Zach and Cody.
On deck.
They're on deck because they're not on base yet.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man. And who did you forget in there? Oh, shit, I think that was Malcolm in the Middle.
triple entendre, you fucking idiot.
And I had to get rid of the fourth one because everybody hates Chris, okay? Come on, man.
Ironically enough, Planned Parenthood is how I met your mother.
You know? Jeez.
Run it back!
And she got pregnant because that was so Raven. You know what I mean? Come on, Oz. Maybe if they didn't nickel her Odeon, you think so?
Maybe if he didn't nickel her Odeon, she wouldn't have had to cartoon her network, okay?
Come on.
End up with Hey Arnold over here.
Fucking Caillou looking ass motherfucker going through all that chemotherapy.
And she did it all during recess. She thinks of us?
Something like that.
Yeah, but where are we in time? I think we had a lot of fun.
And now, a few years later, it's a big fucking cyber chase.
You see that? A cyber chase, us?
Clout chasing motherfuckers.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Friday Night at Freddy's or whatever?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
All because you wanted to stick your dingling in her Sabumafu, you fucking moron.
Dude, Five Nights at
Freddy's. You lost your career on top of the world.
Five Nights at Freddy's is when you invite your freaking broke ass freaking boyfriend over, and then he runs out of cash, so you can't call an Uber for him to leave. You know? So now you're staying Five Nights at Freddy's. He doesn't have fucking food. You're eating ramen, a couple of pizzas, watching anime. But, dude, because what are you going to do with Freddy? Dude, the name of Freddy, come on. How many Freddys are decent that you know? We only know one Freddy that's decent, huh?
Yeah.
And that's because he's from Nigeria or something.
Oh, I think he meant Kruger, but...
But how many Freddy Nikita? He spoke like five languages. Yeah, by the way. And he spoke Spanish really well. That was the only one other than English that I could check him.
He didn't even have a good... He I thought he was lying accent.
About speaking like Spanish. He spoke Spanish so good.
Slang and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, he sell you a couple freaking subwoofers. You talk to them for 10 minutes, all us?
Couple
you know?
Check protects right out the door.
A couple of fucking pioneers in your car. You were fucking
dead. He'll send you out to the Alpines with that shit.
Because how many other Freddys? Do you remember like your friend Freddys? About
drug, they're sex trafficking with all these Mormons.
They're pioneers. We got it in the Wagoneer, huh? Yeah. Do you guys remember having friends that were named Freddys and they were always like chubby?
Yeah.
You know? And they always had kind of like a haircut, like a big one, where it was like, they never got like a buzz cut. It was kind of more like long hair.
That was just like folded over the top.
Yeah. It would go like that. Yeah. Like a Freddy that he was chubby. And he was like Biggie Smalls, but if he was like Latino and just like a chubby, like, you know, nice kid. Like, I'm not sure what's the word. It's not bubbly, you know? It's like
a bubbly personality.
And they would always like, and they were always good at sharing all the Freddy's.
Yeah, they were.
Like, oh, I got this. You want to try?
They're very giving people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do but you when have, they grow up, they're pieces of shit. Most of them.
Did you have any Freddy's in your life?
Dude, I can't remember.
No?
I don't think so.
Maybe that's why his life is not that good. I don't know.
The only Freddy I know is Krueger.
Yeah.
I have nightmares.
What about maybe if we try to rank a quick, maybe top three of, and we can Google them maybe later or maybe after. Of maybe of like the coolest people, because you know we can put them in the Urban Dictionary what the name means.
Yeah.
Like, what's some nice like?
Because you're gonna rank the Freddies. Like, what are the most famous Freddies?
No, just like a cool name. Because I like Jakes. You know, they're always the kind of like douchey, like cocky guys. Yeah, all the Jakes.
What
you
mean. Okay.
Because even Jake Paul, he's like that. But you had Jakes in that you went to school with. Like, all of them were like that. They were like cocky. They were always had like a slender frame. They were skinny. They were like taller a little bit than everybody else. Their mom would drop them off, like, and she was always smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she had the raspy voice, Jake! Jake! You forgot your lunch bag! And they're like, I'll see you at 6. Make sure you feed the cat. And they like give him his chores. And dude, Jake, he was like the oldest kid in elementary.
Yeah.
You know, I made the mac and cheese with the American singles, and this time I got real fancy and added the white American singles in it too. So you make sure you eat every drop of it.
And he was wearing a jersey, you know? Jake would always wear a jersey.
Yeah.
So what would you say?
I would say Collins. They're always white boys, but they're like the coolest white boys.
Collins?
Yeah, they're always just like.
Man, they're into hunting. Yeah. Or nature. Let's say that, nature.
They're into that or extreme sports.
Yeah.
One or the other. Sometimes both.
BMX, stuff like that. Collins.
Yeah.
They drink Mountain Dew, dude. Collins.
No, they love Mountain Dew.
They're on some fucking and regular Mountain Dew.
And they're usually always pretty tall and lanky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew. They have a big Adam's apple.
I don't think I've ever met a fat Collin.
No. They have a good Adam's apple because they're skinny, like you said. Oh, they love to play Modern Warfare.
They do.
They're always on that, I got a kill streak.
They're always fantasizing about that school day.
They like that. Dude, they love Collins. They love GoPros. Mm-hmm. You know? They always got like six GoPros. I got some new gauge from my GoPro. And I put it on my, their drone. You know? They're always talking about their drone, their GoPro, Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's 7 in the morning here.
Hey, what's that?
Collins? Their drone.
And what else do they have? Oh, and they like they like V6 pickup trucks too, you know? They don't go for the big, big ones, but they like the Tacomas. They like Rangers.
Yeah.
Frontiers. Yeah, Frontiers. Or like not the RAV4, the bigger one. What is the one? The
Sequoias?
No, the one that looks like the FJ Cruiser.
From what brand?
From Toyota. What is it, Javi?
Forerunners?
Forerunner, yeah. Mm-hmm. They like Forerunners.
Didn't you just say Forerunners?
No.
He said
Tacomas.
Anyways.
But they like that, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe look up Urban Dictionary Collin and we'll see if maybe we were right, Hoss. See, we used our fucking powers, Hoss. Because come on, we described it pretty good. If you're a Collin?
Collin, like, that's pretty good description of Collin.
Is it two L's? L-I-N.
Yeah, I've seen it with one L as well, but two is fine. Two is, I think, most common. Who do you think can read it?
I can read it.
You think he can read it?
I can read it, but I would prefer Javi reads it because he's much closer, you know, and he's on a reading streak right now.
Reading.
Put your finger under the words.
He's a sweet guy and doesn't share his feelings much. He cares for others, but can get angry sometimes.
Modern Warfare.
The school shooter is coming up. Yeah. You can trust him most of the time, and he'll listen to what you say, and he's not good with words when he's dating somebody.
Scroll down. Girl one. Colin is so nice. See? We said he's a nice guy. Yeah, scroll down and see if there's anything more.
Oh, okay. Colin is an absolutely amazing friend and a good person in general. He is a great listener and is always there to help you through a difficult time and offer you advice. Although he often doubts himself and his abilities and doesn't realize how special he is, he's a very compassionate and caring person and will always be there for you when you need it.
Oh, look at that.
Has a great sense of humor and is great at planning fun things to do. If you have a Colin in your life, you're lucky.
Yeah, that's enough. We got the gist of it.
Maybe we have to describe it like this, you know?
Yeah.
We described it better, but then we'll also
we were some very specific. Yeah.
You guys met some great Colins.
We're better than the Urban Dictionary. The Urban Dictionary is not that urban anymore.
No, it's not.
You know?
It doesn't sound very
now
urban.
Now it's Suburban
to me.
Dictionary. You think so?
The Great White Takeover.
They need Suburban Dictionary. They need to change the name. Bless you. What's another name that you can think of, Hobby? Like maybe one of your nemesises, and maybe we can describe it. Don't even tell us his features, and we'll tell you what he wants.
I have no enemies, but
you got punched a couple
Satan.
Times, Hobby.
Come on, man.
Satan.
I
rivals?
I got punched by fucking strangers, bro. I didn't know their names, but they look like. Maybe Aaron's.
Yeah, don't type the name because we want to do the description.
Yeah,
before
we're going
to
do the description. Aaron?
Yeah, let's say Aaron.
Like,
yeah.
A girl Aaron? Like
Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron's are. They think very highly of themselves.
Yeah. Or maybe. I don't know. That's like.
Aaron's, they are built like a little tank. They're kind of like a pit bull.
And they think they're kind of hipsters. I don't know how like they.
What about, no, never mind. Can I switch it to Riley? Riley sounds like an
Irish name. Oh, yeah, Riley.
Yeah.
Dude, Riley was the ones that they try to be too cool.
Yeah, and they had to try hard because.
Oh, my name. Don't look it up yet, Javi. We're going
to
click it.
They had to try hard because Riley is a unisex name.
Yep, and that's what they always say. Oh, Riley, but it's not the girl. It's an EY.
Riley.
Auto parts.
That's what it sounds like when they're having
and
sex.
And they always smoke cigarettes. Riley's, they always smoke cigarettes. They were the ones who were smoking the cigarettes.
Yeah, they're the ones that started smoking when they were 10.
And BMX.
And finally got into weed when it was like when they were 13.
Yes, they're BMXing, they're into weed.
And on top of BMXing, they always had swass.
Yeah.
They always stunk. They rarely showered. They always try to force their hobby on you. They like think theirs is so much cooler than yours.
They're kind of like abortionists, but...
Yeah. Oh, except people still get to live, you know?
Yeah. They don't off you for not wanting to.
They would do that, or Riley's were also too, like, the hype beast.
Yeah.
Where they would dress like that, like, in a hype beast manner. Like, they would dress
they're
like
in
that,
a fast fashion.
Like the mall mannequin. You would walk by, it's like, Riley, he bought the mannequin at freaking H&M.
He saw the mannequin, ripped off its clothes, and took it to the
gas. And he stole it.
Yeah.
And then Riley's dad, he was like an asshole. You know, his dad was like an ex-prison. He works at Sonic.
Also a chain smoker. That's where do you think he gets the cigarettes from?
But his dad's fucking cool. He was like in a football. He could throw a fucking football so far.
And Riley always had an older brother who is a good brother, but was troubled because he was treated as if he should have been the parent.
Yeah.
So his brother went and served in the military.
His brother was the good one.
Yeah, he was a good one, but unfortunately the road became broken because they broke him.
Yep.
But he still has a good heart. The brother, not Riley.
Not Riley.
Riley's an entitled... spoiled brat.
He's entitled. He can be charming because he can be like a snake. You know what I mean? He knows
he's
how
cunning.
To do Slytherin, cunning. Okay.
Yep.
We can add a T in there too. You know.
Yep, right after the first N.
So yeah. So he can be like cunning. He can be like he can try to lure you. He's like the original like fresh and fit. You know where they can lure you with some of that machismo, but they're not. They're not about it. You know what I mean, Hoss?
Yeah.
They're lying about it. You punch him, Riley's the guy that talks a lot of shit. And then you punch him like, in the arm.
He stops barking.
And he just cries.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro, what the fuck, Riley?
Riley's always the one that claps in your face and says,
"Say something." "I just took sativa, man. Chill the fuck out."
You so, know it was all jokes, bro. Like, he makes it sound like you were his friend when he was trying to bully you. And he would gaslights. That's what he does.
And he would throw a temper tantrum and he gets the fuck out.
Yep. Okay. Now look it up.
Tasmanian Devil Riley. Like that. He's a Tasmanian Devil.
Oh.
You hit refresh.
It's a stupid button.
Oh, but it's for the boy.
Yeah. Keep scrolling. That's a she.
See, we mentioned they were skinny.
Yeah. Yep.
Look at that.
Yeah.
She's probably going to be a crackhead.
Yeah, we mentioned weed at the age of 13. Gateway drug.
She would hit a dinosaur if she could
overthinks everything. See, that's pretty good, huh? So you can scroll down.
She also would probably hit a dinosaur if she could, which means she's violent. We said punch in the arm.
Yep.
And if you drop the S,
Riley was getting on her nerves. See, they snap fast.
Yep.
Like Riley's like, bro, they'll put you on Dateline. You know what I mean?
See, look. Oh, we said arrogant, right? Yeah. Coolest kid in the world. Massive cock. Not true. Massive dick, being like an asshole. Okay.
Cool person with a K. Yeah. That means they're like assholes, like Cole said.
Or a blood. You need to join our facility. The most insane.
We said that. You know that he's like. He's cunning and stuff like that. See,
he's an awesome drawer and so hot.
Isn't, I didn't know Rihanna's real name was Riley. Their nickname's Riri. What the?
Okay, now you have to
call it's Rai Rai. Damn. Okay, let's see.
Everybody just got in here and
you know which ones are good. Because one of my buddies, shout out to my buddy, the one that we sold hamster pee-pee pictures with. His name was Matt. Remember Farmer Matt? He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Farmer Matt.
Matts are a volatile group of people. They're hit and miss.
Yeah, that is true. Like, Matts, they could be. That's a hard one. Yeah. You can get a good Matt or you can get a piece of shit Matt.
Yeah, yeah. And I know a couple pieces of shit Matts, okay?
So are you guys, you two do the description of this Matt. Okay. Because I already know my buddy.
No, you can't look it up yet.
Oh. Matt.
Well, I don't want to. If it's your buddy, then it's
I don't
want to
shit
guy.
On your buddy.
So,
you know?
Okay.
No, but it could be
so
it,
that
man.
Matt, the cool ones, the good ones. Okay. Entrepreneurial. Like, entrepreneurial.
Oh, no, let's do this one. I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it to Nina Laton's son. And I can tell you guys if you guys are right. Devin. D-E-V-I-N.
Okay. Mine's 50-50.
Devin also smokes at a young age, but he's not a complete hooligan. He just likes. He's a bit of a rebel with a cause.
Enough of a rebel.
Yeah. He's a rebel with a charitable heart.
Yes.
Yes. He is the bully of bullies. You know how people say, like, Devins are truly bully of bullies.
Yeah. Yep.
They are supportive in your business endeavors.
Yeah, they're interested. You know, they're like, they actually care.
Yep. They provide motivation. They might not be the greatest of speakers, but they will make sure you get motivated. They will push you in the best way possible. What else? They're visionaries.
I don't know. I don't want to go too far as calling a visionary, but
I'll say slow down.
By visionaries, they use their eyes to see a business opportunity.
Okay.
Like promoting their maternal parent to winning magazine money.
That is true.
Yeah. And in order to see that, you need your eyes, aka vision.
That's great.
Neutralized.
Visionary.
All right, let's check on Devin. D-E-V-I-N.
That was pretty good because Devin, he was a nice kid, man. He did have a. You guys subscribed to pretty good. Look at that. Meaning poet. He was kind of a poet, man. Oh, he always played his little guitar.
In men, Devin evokes images of sweet, caring gentlemen.
Yeah.
Come on. Someone not afraid to stand
up
for
you.
Bullies! Okay?
He used the book of power!
Fucking powers!
Come on!
Remembers things you tell. I'm extremely attractive. I didn't say all that. I don't fucking care about that.
I did say he was interested in you, so he remembers what you say.
A great friend, a great person, beautiful through and through. Lives up to his name. Everything he says and writes, sounds, or reads like poetry. In women, Devin... Oh, we're talking about men. Okay, we're done. We fucking nailed it.
That's pretty great. Come on, guys, okay? Too easy, isn't it? Oh, sometimes.
Very easy.
People say, "How? Why do you need AI? Just ask us a question. You think so?
You don't need AI. AI can kill itself,
really.
You know?
Dude, just ask
Maybe it's better that way.
It
eventually will.
Okay? Hey, its body, its choice, okay? Right. It can off itself if it wants.
And we got, what are we in time, Javi?
120.
120? I think we can kind of end it. You don't think
so?
Yeah, it was fun, dude. It was a fun episode. You don't think so? Come
fun.
On, man.
So much packed
in. We did a lot of patents.
So much creativity. And that's something... I'm just gonna be a little bit egotistical right now, you know? Just our level of creativity.
Talk your shit, man!
Through the fucking roof, okay? You guys don't deserve any more of my time.
We've given enough to you people.
And happy birthday.
All you do is take.
Happy birthday to
Hobbies. I'm gonna take my life.
I was trying to wish.
And like AI, I will.
Christ. Oh, you don't like being interrupted, do you?
Jesus Christ.
Interesting.
Jesus Christ.
Rewinded the several.
I was trying to wish a happy birthday to Hobbies' baby. Okay.
Shout out to my baby for having her birthday. Shout out to Gabe and Ellie for throwing the bolo and being padrinos.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I threw a lot more money than I anticipated, you know? Those Mexicans are well off for like a good year now. So.
Especially that one kid.
Yeah, especially
he was teaching them bad things, huh? Yeah. Mexican welfare, that's why
teaching I posted them how to panhandle.
Yeah. But it was nice, huh?
And that's not cookie.
Literally. But yeah, it was nice as you went, huh? So look at that. Can you imagine me by myself there? Me being the smartest guy in the room, boss? Could you imagine? Could you imagine the fucking responsibility that I had there as a person?
You'd feel like AI.
You'd feel like that until you showed up.
Yeah. Oh, walked there. I was just sitting on the lawn trying to ground myself.
Yeah. He was trying out grounding for this first time.
Yeah.
But it was nice. That's why I had Bonnie. Dude, did you see? He got big.
The cake really was good. So I want to know where you guys got it from.
You should have tried the food. The food was pretty good, actually.
It was all right.
I didn't try it. The chicken was pretty good.
Yeah, the chicken's pretty good. I don't like when Dad puts ham inside of it. Did he put ham inside of it?
Oh, no, my suegra made it this time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, but it was just straight chicken.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, cool. Because otherwise, Dad, he puts the ham in there, and then it's like, it's not, it's...
Oh, he tries to do a...
And it's a great value. It's a great value ham.
It's like a Mexican... You know? It's he like couldn't a Mexican, because of that kid.
Turducken or whatever blue the hell it's called. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah.
Cordon azul.
The sauce is good. I like when he puts the corn inside. Yeah. But the ham sometimes, like I see the ham, how he pulls it.
And it's like, literally, bro. Yeah, he just slices a ham.
It looks so gross. Hey. It's not, like if you just show up and eat it, it's good. But when you watch him make it, it's like, bro, hell no, I'm not eating that, you know?
His blood, sweat, and tears, literally.
Certain people can't eat pork. But that being said, lest we forget. Una vez más. Itadakimasu.